Okay, and welcome to May 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking about some of the things that made America great and maybe made America not so great. And by the way, the fact that we can even talk about why it's not so great sometimes makes it great, because in a lot of countries, you can't do that. Just saying. So, with that in mind, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance, everyone. We'll stand up, let's face the flags, and put our right hand over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice, very nice. So now on to today's program. President Polk declares war on Mexico, and we will wish a very happy birthday to Dennis Rodman. Okay, so now let's do this! 1846. Young Hickory declares war on Mexico. President James Polk was all about the manifest destiny, which was America's way of saying that white English-speaking settlers to North America had a God-given right to colonize wherever Americans wanted, whether Native Americans or Spanish-speaking Catholic Mexicans liked it or not. The explanation at the time was because the white man could manage the land better. President Polk was a firm believer, like I said, in the manifest destiny, and offered to buy land in the Southwest Territory. Mexico refused the offer, which led to tensions in the area, especially the Rio Grande. Mexico at the time was shifting drastically through different powers, and folks living in Texas didn't take too kindly to the way that Mexico is treating them. Americans led by Sam Houston fought for independence from the Mexican government and defeated Mexican President Santa Anna and his troops. In April of 1846, Mexican troops crossed into the north of the Rio Grande River and opened fire on U.S. troops at Fort Texas. Skirmishes went on for a couple months, and finally on May 13th, the U.S. declared war. In the summer of 1846, 75,000 American men eagerly enlisted in volunteer regiments, and thousands more joined the army. In fact, so many Americans signed up to fight Mexico, many of them had to be turned away. In California, American settlers arrested Mexican politician Mariano Guadalupe Vallejo in the Bear Flag Revolt, and the Constitution was written up for an independent Republic of California. Meanwhile, a little further south in California, fierce hand-to-hand combat was fought in the streets in the Battle of Monterey. The United States easily took Santa Fe, New Mexico, and later on, Los Angeles, California. The Americans took the fight all the way down to Mexico City, and by then, the Mexican government was ready to talk. That's the story in a tiny nutshell. Now, Americans call it the Mexican-American War, but these days, Mexicans still call it a U.S. invasion, even though the Mexicans fired the first bullet. It started with a quote-unquote illegal annexation of Texas, when Mexicans considered it a breach of a 1928 border treaty. That treaty, by the way, was a violation of international border laws to begin with. So it could be argued that Texas never legally belonged to Mexico. Anyway, the debate goes back and forth to this day. And finally, 1961, happy birthday, the worm. Dennis Rodman was born May 13th in Trenton, New Jersey. In 1986, he was picked by the Detroit Pistons in the second round for the NBA draft. One defensive player in 1990 and 91, started playing for the San Antonio Spurs in 93, then the Chicago Bulls in 95. Won a few championships over there too. In 1996, he released his memoir, Bad As I Wanna Be, then was fined and suspended from the NBA for kicking a courtside photographer. You can't do that, Dennis. Come on, man. In 1999, he played for the Lakers for 22 games and then for the Dallas Mavericks for 12. In 2000, he settled a lawsuit with a waitress for grabbing her breasts and was arrested for a DUI. In 2005, he posed nude for a PETA magazine, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and in 2013, became friends with Kim Jong-un. Later on, he traveled back to North Korea for his basketball diplomacy tour. On January 27th, he began a tirade on CNN against America's treatment of North Korea. The next day, sang happy birthday to Kim Jong-un. And the day after that, apologized publicly for everything. And a week later, checked back into rehab. That's hilarious.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
And that, my friends, will wrap up May 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you thought about today's program. I got a comment board available just for that reason, so get involved. For example, how about that war with Mexico? Was that controversial enough for ya? Dennis Rodman fans. So many stories about this guy, right? Some of them great, some of them not great, but most of them are just hysterical. So yeah, let me know what you think. Now, on tomorrow's program, we'll talk about Lewis and Clark, Todd and Lisa Beamer, the Chevy Corvair, Operation Point Blank, and Mickey Mantle. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll do this again tomorrow. See you then.